dome right here, for instance.
These sophomore geometry students in Seattle have a problem, and they're excited about solving it.
And the problem that they have to solve is, how do you design a state-of-the-art high school in the year 2050 on a particular site? Students are in teams of 3 to 4, and they're in a design competition for a contract to build it.
Here's the fire eliminator. This is a vacuum. There's water inside it.
In Lackawanna, Pennsylvania, these fifth graders are designing a tool to put out fires in space.
If you turn it on high, it sucks up the fireballs.
In Newport News, Virginia, these second graders are investigating cystic fibrosis.
One of our students has CF, and we're trying to learn about CF to see what it is, how it works.
In Hawaii, high school students are building electric cars and racing them. These students have something in common. They are energized, focused, and challenged, determined to do their best. They are collaborating in hands-on, real-world projects, studying everything from robots to worms, learning lessons they'll never forget and having fun in the process.
We did an experiment on dead worms. We smelt them and they didn't smell good.
Worms are just one of the subjects students explore in depth at Newsom Park, a K-5 science magnet school in Newport News, Virginia, that has embraced the concept of project-based learning.
See this different type of fish that are here?
Each class picks a topic to study for the semester. They then plan a research phase, which includes field trips to gather information.
Transportation for effects.
At the conclusion of the project, they share their findings in oral presentations, digital slideshows, and display boards, which are viewed and critiqued by their parents and their peers.
Project-based learning was really the delivery model that we felt would allow kids to learn and really learn about what they want to learn about. I mean, so many years we've been pumping kids full of stuff that we think is appropriate. And really, in many instances, maybe that was successful, but it's much more successful and exhilarating when kids have the input that we allow them to have here at Newsom Park.
How do you spell minerals?
Putting students at the center of the learning process is the key to transforming the educational system, according to world-renowned mathematician and educator Seymour Papert.
Well, first thing you have to do is to give up the idea of curriculum. Curriculum meaning you have to learn this on a given day. Replace it by a system where you learn this where you need it. So that means you're going to put kids in a position where they're going to use the knowledge that they're getting.
Put numbers inside the tank, so it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
At the West Hawaii Explorations Charter School on the Kona coast of Hawaii, students design their own research projects and pursue several of them over the course of the school year.
Let it sit here.
They're involved with everything from engineering electric racing cars.
It's like a greenhouse in here.
To surveying coral reef ecosystems.
It's got about a 26.
Aaron Rito has been studying the health of several brackish water ponds and in the process is learning much more than she did in a traditional classroom setting.
I love what I do. And it's really exciting and it feels good. Instead of, compared to being where I was before, sitting in a classroom, four walls, lights, textbooks, desks, this is my classroom now. This is where I learn.
Most students never find out what science is. They hate it because it's memorizing all this stuff. So project-based learning gives everybody a chance to sort of mimic what scientists do. And that's exciting and it's fun if it's done well.
Going down, all right?
Wow, that's a draw.
New technology is the driving force behind the project-based learning revolution. For Mott Hall, a science and technology magnet school in New York City's Harlem District, the paradigm shift began when each student received a laptop computer.
And when we put the laptops and the technology directly into the hands of teachers and students, we started to move from a more traditional instructional model to a project-based and constructivist model. And we really embrace this as a school community because we feel that what is important for our students is for them to be directors and managers of their own learning.
What kind of poem would you make out of that one?
A silly one.
We really wanted to have children collaborate with each other, have children engage in multidisciplinary types of projects that were longer, that were more complex.
Using the graph paper on the computer, I've created a scale for my kite.
We feel this is more authentic. We feel this is more challenging work for our students. And we have seen that it has yielded very positive results.
The idea of learning experientially and through projects has been around forever. I mean, John Dewey was saying that, Piaget, why anyone, you name them. Why did they not have more powerful influence? Because of the limitations of the knowledge technology that we had in the past. But now with a computer, somebody whose interest is in graphic arts can use mathematics as an instrument to produce shapes and forms and motions on a computer screen.
I'm going to go online because I'm researching my topic, which is how to say kite in different languages.
We have infinitely greater ways of connecting the particular interests that an individual human being might have with the powerful ideas. And so they really can learn knowledge by using it.
These are angel fish.
Schools all over the country have found creative ways to use community resources and have formed partnerships with local institutions to create exciting projects.
The drivers are psyched, the cars are ready, so let's take a look at the field.
In Hawaii, the island's power company sponsors the Electron Marathon car race. Every year, students from the islands design and build electric cars and race them in an energy efficiency competition.
Do you think it's time that we transfer them again? Definitely.
And in Manhattan, a partnership between Mott Hall and the City College of New York allowed these eighth graders to work on their class science project while advancing vital research on single-celled organisms.
They'll talk to you about these species of microorganisms just as if they're the scientists in the labs, and that's exactly what we want. For them to feel, not necessarily they're going to become scientists, but if that's what they want to do, they can do it.
I think it's a privilege to be here, and I found it to be really fun, and it expanded my horizons. Like, now I can see that I have more choices for a job.
Okay, so now count them.
Some critics of project-based learning voice concerns about the challenge of assessment and the maintenance of academic standards. But proponents like Seymour Papert insist that project-based learning is the surest path to knowledge in the 21st century.
Standardization is a guarantee of low standards, because the standard I would like to see is thinking differently. Is the individual having the right to pursue individual interests? And this is where you'll get deep and wonderful growth of individuals.
If you want to excel and if you want to push yourself, there isn't any class in a public school that could give you what you can give yourself. And that's what the greatest thing is because it's all you. I'm so blessed to have been able to go to this school. It's great.
What's the temperature of the water?
Imagine if kids from the beginning could be learning through developing their interests, through things that they were in love with, that they cared about. You know, just imagine. Yeah.
For more information on what works in public education, go to edutopia.org.